Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
Coming up on Bloomberg Markets, Corey Johnson, do you have a drone by any chance?
Not yet. But we're going to do a special on drones on Bloomberg TV next week, and I think I'm going to get one soon.
Well, you've got to get one to try it out. We're going to talk to the chief executive and the co-founder of a company called D-Drone, and they make software that detect drones and protect high-value airspace. And you know what else is high-value right now?
There's always high-value. Charlie Pellett.
All right. Here's what's going on. Talking about high-value, we have got records for the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, and the Russell 2000. 29 minutes to go ahead of the close on this Wednesday, February 15th. Stocks are climbing for a seventh straight session as rallying financials add momentum to an advance that looked like it was losing steam in the early going. This update is brought to you by National Realty, managers of New York City Cashflow Real Estate, providing you 12% annualized returns with immediate monthly distributions. See them at nria.net. Paul Quincy is global head of equities at J.P. Morgan Investment Strategies. He was interviewed this morning on Bloomberg Television, talked about European banks stock and says it's time to start looking.
Prices at home, I really think it's going to pay to start looking overseas. Now, European financials is about the most contrarian thing I think most of us can think of. It's clearly been something to avoid. We mentioned how the American financial sector is just getting back to the levels pre-crisis. On average, European financials are half pre-crisis levels still, so still very depressed stock prices.
Groupon soaring the most in more than 6 months after posting fourth quarter sales that beat analyst estimates, boosted by a revamped marketing strategy under CEO Rich Williams. Groupon shares are up now by 23.1%. Again, recapping, equities at records, S&P up 12 to 2350, up 0.5%. The Dow at 20,614, up 110 points, up 0.5%. Gold up 760 the ounce, a gain of 0.6%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. This is Bloomberg.
Well, there's not something in the air if Jorg Lampert has anything to say about it. He's the CEO of a company called D-Drone, which has some software that does... Well, Jorg, tell me, what does your software do? What problem are you trying to solve?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, this we're solving the problem of malicious drones. As you know, we have more than 600,000 drones entering the national airspace every month, and not all of them are good behaving. So some of them are really malicious, like spying on companies and dropping bombs and dropping contraband into prisons, and that's the problem we are solving. We are really securing airspace for vulnerable organizations.
Can you tell us how much does it cost and what kind of hardware or software would some organization need in order to implement this solution?
It depends really on the size of the installation. So we're using cameras, we're using frequency scanners and microphones. So we're using all kind of sensors that's needed to really detect a drone in flight and differentiate from birds. A typical installation would have like 10 to 12 sensors deployed around the perimeter of building. And the installation would then start with $20,000 going up to maybe $100,000.
And I want to note, though, I just wanted to note, though, that the company that you've announced previously that you have secured $15 million for a Series B funding round that was led by John Chambers, the executive chairman of Cisco. Can you give us any insight into what he believes to be the specialty of the company in terms of where you're going to sell this? Is this going to be sold to governments? Is it to stadiums? I mean, you have to pick some place to begin.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we spent last year in really defining the verticals. We sold to stadiums, we sold to prisons, we sold to embassies. We're protecting data centers in Silicon Valley as well as car test racks in Germany. So there's a huge amount of verticals we can sell to. And just name it. Everybody who has a fence for a reason, and he needs an aerial equivalent for that. And I think John was very intrigued by just the huge amount of business potential we're seeing with this technology.
How does it work?
It's really detecting drones, like using cameras and frequency scanners. We can identify a single drone by a unique MAC address, for instance, or a serial number. So we know when the drone is arriving. It works up to 1 mile in radius. We can alert security personnel on ground. We can...
you use cameras to just see it flying through the sky, or is there...
No, radio frequency, right? Isn't it also an RF detection system?
Yeah, it's a multiple sensors. It's a
and then, okay, so once you sense it, though, what is the technology that gets the thing out of the air?
Getting out of the air is illegal. It's fun, but it's illegal.
No. I'm saying how do you keep the drone out of the prison? Like once you detected it, what happens then?
Once we detected it, we give an alert to the security personnel. So they can follow the drone, they can search the cells, they can search for the dropped object. So they have it inside, and they know there's a drone flying overhead their prison and dropping objects. A prison can also do and deploy signal jamming, so they can force the drone to land by breaking the link of the drone and the operator, so they can really do countermeasures themselves. Civil companies, like non-federal customers, cannot. That's illegal in the U.S. But federal customers can really actively force the drone to land before it reaches the destination.
That's so interesting. Do you have competitors in this space?
There's a few startups around that space, and there's, of course, always a military aspect of that. So we are also selling to the DOD. We are selling to the Secret Service, for instance. We did secure the presidential debates last year. We did also the World Economy Forum in Switzerland. So we are installing at a pretty large scale for hundreds of installations at the moment across the globe for everything which is really high secure and critical infrastructure. Think of oil and gas companies. Think of the National Water Reserve. A drone can easily poison huge amount of water. And so this is all customers where we're deploying at the moment.
Can you also deploy passive measures? In other words, not to disrupt the drone, but to follow it and to maybe use it in order to create some kind of, you know, situational awareness or show people where doors are, for example, in safety situations?
Yes, we do. The majority actually is using passive countermeasures. Passive countermeasures would be, think of a hotel. They could just close the curtains. We have a car manufacturer in Germany. They're using fog bombs in the cars. That's really true. So the moment they send the drone on the car test rack, they launch a fog grenade in the car to cover the whole car in fog. And then, you know, paparazzi drones fly away, takes pictures, cannot see anything.
Wow.
And the moment it's gone, it's going again.
Corey wants one of those, and I think he needs it. He needs a paparazzi.
You think I need that? Really, the paparazzi? Exactly.
Well, you get blinded by those flash bulbs.
But luckily in San Francisco, I've already got the fog, so I'm good there. What a fascinating company, Jörg Lamprecht. The company is called D-Drone. He's the CEO, and he has our gratitude. Thank you for joining us, Jörg. We appreciate it. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. Pim Fox in for Carol Masser. I'm Corey Johnson. On the Twitter, you are
Pim Fox.
You are at Pim Fox.
I'm
at Corey TV, which is really confusing because we're on the radio right now.
Let's get a check now on the latest world and national headlines. We've got Nancy Lyons in the Bloomberg 901 newsroom in Washington.
Thanks, Pim. Fast food CEO Andrew Puzder's nomination to be President Donald Trump's Secretary of Labor appears to be in serious trouble. NBC News is reporting he's taking his name out of consideration. GOP sources say he did not have the votes for confirmation. President Trump is speaking publicly for the first time about the resignation of Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor.
Michael Flynn, General Flynn, is a wonderful man. I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media. As I call it, the fake media in many cases.
Trump says he's going after those who have leaked information to the press, describing it as a criminal act. As for the New York Times report that other campaign aides and associates had repeated contacts with senior Russian intelligence officials in the year before the election, President Trump says it's nonsense. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for Congress, though, to investigate those new reports. He tells ABC News if the allegations are true, it's, quote, a game changer.
If there are contacts between Trump officials and Russian intelligence operatives during the campaign, we need a joint select committee in Congress to get to the bottom of it and also look at Trump's business ties to Russia.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Russia's role in the U.S. election is a significant issue and will be investigated. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Brussels for a meeting of NATO defense ministers. He says President Trump has strong support for the alliance. He's also reinforcing the administration's demand that allies pay their fair share. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by our more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Nancy Lyons.